It's been almost 2 years since United Airlines announced it was closing its hub in Northeast Ohio, taking hundreds of jobs and a number of direct flights with it. Since then, low-cost airlines such as Frontier and JetBlue have looked to fill the void. The U.S. Department of Transportation says average fares at Hopkins have gone from $465 to $371. The rest of the nation's airports saw a drop of only 3%. Kent State economics professor Lockwood Reynolds says the hub closure is almost totally responsible for the fare drop, but there is a downside.
One way to think about it is that we're not paying as much for the convenience of direct flights everywhere. The real people who are getting hurt, if anyone's getting hurt, is businesses who are much more likely to want to fly someone to one location, get there as fast as possible on a tight schedule. And a lot of those flights, they're harder to find now.
Passenger volume at Hopkins was up last year with a roughly 5% increase over 2014. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.